Right now, it's time to be joined by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and we are delighted to speak with her every Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Ah, thanks, Marshall. Good morning. And another busy time. Boy, we're making up for that lost pandemic closure, so I'll tell you.
You're not kidding, I tell you. Amazing the amount of stuff that's going on.
Yeah, everybody's just itching to get out there and recoup what they lost over the last 2 years, and it's working. We had another historic tour this weekend. You know, Lou Buccieri did one in Lakeville last week, and this week we had a great one in Salisbury with some members of the Salisbury Association, and boy, there's so much history steeped in those buildings. It's amazing, and things we've learned and things we've forgotten, and Lou will be doing his walk again in Lakeville at a future time, so if you are interested, I would urge people to go on to the website of the Salisbury Association and check it out. We also had an interview with the hospital folks. They came to Gear Lodge this week, and you know, we've been talking about the closure of labor and delivery for a long time. We thought it was going to happen sooner. Now, the president, Christina McCullough, said they expect to hear by the end of the year. So births are still going on at the hospital, but they're expecting that there will be a decision from the state by the end of December. They're also seeking, as you know, to change the footprint of the hospital and join the intensive care unit with the medical surgical wing and make it a new progressive acuity, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And so, but again, as you see, there's still a lot of controversy. There are ads, you know, urging that this not happen. And who knows? There are hospitals elsewhere that have, the state has rejected the plans for closure. So we'll see. It's a big issue.
It is definitely an open question.
Yeah.
And we'll have to. And yeah, the first decision will probably come down around the end of the year. But I'm not so sure about the emergency room decision when that will come down.
The intensive care. Yeah. It's an emotional one. We all know. On one side, the hospital administrators are saying they must do it to ensure the long-term survival of the hospital, and yet those who oppose it are fearful about the safety of women and having to travel long distances to give birth. So, and of course, you know, that hospital has been here so long, and it's an integral part of the community. So, interesting. We also took pictures this week of the Paul Newman Strait. They have finally named, it was an unnamed strait at Lime Rock Park, and they finally decided after, I think, 65 years it's been in existence to name it for Paul Newman, who obviously was a very big part of that racetrack for a long time, racing there, loved it there. And so if you get a chance, you can see the big red sign that says Paul Newman Strait if you visit the park. And as you know, lots going on at the park. The park has opened its facilities to a lot of organizations, and I would imagine there'll be plenty more going on there as we move forward.
I think it's only good that the Paul Newman Strait goes under the Sam Posey Bridge.
Isn't it? It really is pretty neat.
Yeah,
very neat. The last First Tuesday at 7 series was held this week. As you know, they've been talking railroads all this summer, and it has been very popular, very popular. People, the South Canaan Meeting House has been filled, and great photos and all sorts of discussions and talking about the history of the Housatonic Railroad. And even if you're not a railroad buff, it's fascinating to hear. And they talking about maybe doing more next year on railroads since it's such a popular subject. So, looking ahead, Marshall, we have busy times.
The Region 1 Board meets tonight.
Yeah, after a summer hiatus, we have the Region 1 Board. We have the doubleheader in Falls Village, the Selectmen and the Finance Board. And I'm there are probably other meetings going on.
Sharon Board of Education is meeting tonight as well. Mm-hmm. As I'm trying to think where else there's meetings, but those are the main place. Well, Salisbury, they have their Board of Selectmen meeting. That is tonight at 5.
That's right. Yep. Skipped that last week. Yeah. Tomorrow is Sharon Board of Selectmen.
Yep.
And coming up on the 16th, busy night, the Salisbury Forum is hosting a talk about the future of journalism in conjunction with the Lakeville Journal's anniversary. At the same time, there is the travel club at the high school is holding its wine and dinner option, and they had a slew of kids go to Greece this summer, and now they're raising funds to send them to Scotland and Ireland and the Galapagos Islands and somewhere else, Japan, I think. And it's a great, the new look of the travel club was to not just allow kids who can afford it to go places, but to raise funds for those who might not be able to. And so kids have to fundraise in order to be able to participate. But what a great idea. And again, these kids coming from this tiny high school in the rural Connecticut, being able to travel internationally is just a wonderful experience. And hats off to all the members of that travel club, the parents and the kids as well. So busy times ahead.
And what a weekend we have coming up in Cornwall. They have their 6th annual cleanup, Green Up Day. That's going to be held on September 17th. We have the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Tournament this weekend.
Right.
The Hudson Valley Rodeo, the second one, is back also this weekend on Saturday, and a big car show in Hillsdale. We are really making up for lost time for those 2 years.
We sure are. And I forgot to mention, we did have the Ag Fair in Cornwall.
Yeah, that was held this past year.
And fun thing. It takes you back to yesteryear a bit with, weaving and grinding of corn and animals and the, showing the blue ribbons for things that people have grown and made. So always a fun turnout. So, yeah, busy, busy times all over.
And we're getting back to normal, which is good.
Yeah, as normal as we can be.
That's exactly right. All right, Ruth, have a normal week.
Just next Sunday, the Democrats are in Salisbury are holding their crazy auction at the Town Grove. So that's always a fun event. And I don't know if Dave Beiersdorf is going to do the honors again of being the auctioneer, but it's a fun event at the Town Grove.
All right.
Okay, Marshall. Well, I hope you have a good week.
I hope you have a good week, Ruth, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
Okie dokie. Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robinhood Radio. You can always find it online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Republican American Report.